Looking for motivated people to join their team. To find out more about CJ Grant Enterprises, visit their website at cjgrant.com or call 1-855-CJ-GRANT and they'll be happy to discuss your future with the potential for growth and advancement. They'll train you and support your efforts. Apply today at cjgrant.com.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the giant.
So it's the giant patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
No delay. Price is good through 12/17.
Kohl's Christmas 2-day sale is Tuesday and Wednesday with 50 to 60% off specials. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
The land, feel free to sing along. It is not dangerous in any way to sing while you're driving. Texting, not a good idea. Singing, good idea. If you had 20 years to learn this song, feel free. No, not you, losers.
Oh.
Listeners.
I
don't want to hear you guys sing.
Ian likes to sing.
Okay, go ahead. Peon, take it. Here we go. Here's Peon.
I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hello, Vegas. Give me $100 on red.
Don't!
All right, I'll send you a check.
Ben, remember when you used to do Mac the Knife? No way.
No.
That was the other name. Sorry. I always confuse you two.
Ian does Queen at the...
Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah, that's my...
I almost feel sorry for anybody who's never been on a trip with us to see Peon on karaoke night, and I feel even sorrier for those who haven't had a chance to hear our two-time overwhelming winner, the one and only Tina Dalpiez.
Yeah.
You talk about a singer.
Thank you. Yeah.
Put everybody to shame. She almost got...
She's a ringer.
She ought not to be allowed.
Yeah, it's not fair competition.
You should disqualify... Yes. People like her, because, you know, 1 minute everybody's having a good time, and then she steps up and everybody just cowers. You know, I'm not getting up.
Well, it's supposed to be like amateur night, and she's a professional.
She is a professional. And
why I make the big bucks.
And our professional singer, Tina Dalpiez, has the Wood Report today. I'm telling you, it's the highlight, one of the handful of real highlights of the week, because I don't care where else you get your Hollywood gossip and trash and stuff. This is the real deal. You're going to know everything you need to know about Hollywood and spoiled rich people in about an hour when the Wood Report comes up. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 13th of December in this edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. A couple of things right away I want to call your attention to. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, a couple of things we put up there. There's a before and after picture of a guy in St. Louis that I spoke to yesterday. He's a neograft patient, and wait till you see. And what I like about the picture is it's not one of those. You know how in the weight loss pictures, the before picture is a dingier, duller color, and they're dressed in real cheap Goodwill clothes.
And they're usually kind of hunched over.
Yeah,
and
they're not smiling, and their hair's not done. And then the after picture has less to do with weight loss than it does that they've gone to a professional salon, they've had professional makeup, the lighting is perfect, they're in clothes from Neiman Marcus, and they're smiling. And you're supposed to notice the weight loss. Well, of course they look better because a lot of it's because of all that other stuff. When you go to the Facebook page and you see And I won't name the guy because, you know, hair transplantation is kind of a personal thing. Although we have a guy coming up in a few minutes who's going to talk to you. He doesn't mind you know his name. He's so thrilled to death with this. Wait till you hear this guy. But you go to Facebook, you'll see the before and after picture. And the other thing that Peon put up on our page is absolutely hysterical. It's a phony commercial for a product called the Jog Strap. It is a jogging piece of apparel you put over your shorts. I'm telling you, it's pretty funny.
And so, I'm in the midst of having to re-put this video up because the first time I did it, Facebook sent me a notice and said this is alleged copyright violation. And
really?
Yes. So I'm having to reload it through a Hulu application.
You think you'll be able to do it?
Yes.
Let us know when you got it up.
Yes, I think it's back up now. But I've never seen that before with
copyright stuff.
Yes, yeah, and that was pretty quick. I mean, it was within minutes.
Go to prison.
That thing was gone already.
But a lot of people, publish news stories right off the newscast. Wouldn't those be copyrighted, you think, by the station?
I don't know.
Bizarre. You know what happened to me today? Thank you. I think this is a good legitimate question. My daughter is at home. She's going to live at home for a while because she's going to be based her Midwest territory. She can base in St. Louis, so she'll stay home and save some money. But she's at the house. And the problem when a kid comes back home and if you're away from the house, you know, if you're gone to work and then mom's away and they got a couple hours at the house, they've been away for a few years, they start rummaging through stuff. Nosing. They do. So my daughter finds
blue pills.
No, Dan. Why don't you tell us about the blue pills? Apparently, you're very familiar.
Yeah,
with
I wonder how do you know what? How
he hasn't needed those blue pills.
Why would you zero right in on that? Is this like I sense sort of a guilt? I hope I'm not the only one taking the blue pill. That's what I hear.
All right,
man.
As I was saying, she finds a bunch of pictures, and we all have them. We have pictures taken years ago. We put them in an envelope. We stick them away somewhere. You forget about them. And then you rediscover them, and you go, oh, my goodness, I don't even remember taking this picture. She found a picture, and she took a picture of it with her cell phone and shot it to me about an hour ago. It is absolutely hilarious, but I'll tell you what it is, and you're going to know what's going to follow that with my concern. This picture was taken when the two boys were, I would say, about 6 and 4. And we live in the woods. So when they were little, if they would get real dirty playing outside, we hosed them off outside in the summer. Because we're in the woods, nobody can see you. You soap up and hose off and get all the mud and gunk washed off before you go in the house. I've taken many garden hose showers outside, you know, in the driveway because it's totally private. So I know what happened with this picture. These little monkeys got all dirty. We hosed them off. And as they're drying off, have you ever seen... they make these little miniature lawn chairs, folding chairs for kids.
Yes.
They're little child size lawn chairs. These two guys are sitting in the driveway, butt naked, sitting on these lawn chairs, and it looks like two little midget men having a meeting or talking about baseball or something, and they're butt naked. She sends me these pictures. I laughed so loud. But then I looked at it and I thought, could somebody misconstrue this as child pornography?
Oh.
There's no suggestive anything. It's just two little boys basking in the sun, drying off, and you can see Austin's wiener. But it's really cute. When I was a kid, my mother had a picture of me in the bathtub, and thousands of people have taken these pictures.
Oh, the baby on the bed or something with her butt.
Yeah. My mom had sent me one on my 21st birthday. I think she sent it to here at work, and it was me sitting in a 5-gallon bucket. That was the pool we had when I was a kid.
It's funny. Or they've got some toy in the tub, and it's, you know, baby's first bath. Or we have pictures of the boys in a we had a jacuzzi tub. And if you put a lot of soap in it, the suds, the foam, just comes out over the sides of the tub. I mean, it's a mountain of suds, and they're standing up in the tub making soap beards on each other and piling soap hair up on top of each other. My point is, in this age of everybody gets sued and goes to jail for even innocent things, what constitutes child pornography? It has to be more than just a cute little kid in the tub.
I think there's been a couple news stories where people go to get their photos developed of their kid, and they've had people. I think some people have had to go through authorities before.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I think they're obligated. The people that develop those are obligated.
Well, here's the good news: nobody develops pictures anymore. Yeah, you do it yourself. You do it yourself, I guess they do.
Well, you
when
take
they burn
a memory
a CD
card into
for you.
Walgreens or whatever.
Yeah. But I saw this picture, and I shot it off to the boys. They were in hysterics. I mean, they don't remember the picture. They were too little. It's the funniest thing. I actually thought about putting it on the Facebook page, and then I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. As cute as it is, I can't do it.
You'd have to black stuff out.
Well, you probably would, but even then, they know that the actual picture wasn't blacked out. I think you're still in trouble. But that's funny that I had to think about that when I got the picture, so I can't.
Speaking of little chairs like that, you were talking about the little lawn chairs. I saw these the other day online, and I don't know why I feel like I want to get one, but you know those camping chairs they have now, that collapsible ones with
they
like,
have a
the
cup
fabric,
holder in them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some.
They have ones that are like maybe 2.5 to 3 times the size of a normal one. And so when you when a full size adult sits in it, it looks like they're a little person or something. I don't know why I thought that was funny looked on a couple different, and people take them to tailgate parties and stuff, and
it's hilarious.
Two or three people can actually sit up in there. I think they're about $100 or $150. There's a website that sells maybe 3 times the size of a normal one. But
my mother has a picture of me sneaking out of the bathroom after a bath. I went in the kitchen because I smell ham. We had a ham, and she has a picture of me putting a little step stool up to the kitchen counter, naked, climbing up to get a piece of ham.
Hey.
Aww,
it's hysterical.
Cute.
Yeah, but it's 2011. They're not going to put my dad in prison now. He's too old, I think. But I think, if he were younger and you did, he'd go to jail or something.
That was a little foreshadowing that even now to this day, you would go to eat ham before even thinking about putting on clothing if there were ham.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
straight from the shower to the kitchen.
No, say exactly what you're trying to say. That I'm a big fat slob and food comes before anything. Well, it's true.
You're like me. Yes, I know.
It's,
I know.
It's
you're
true.
Like me. Yeah.
We have a special guest in about 10 minutes coming on the phone. I can't wait till you hear from this guy. What an interesting guy he is. Before that, Burke segment, anybody?
No? I had a bunch of stuff over the weekend, but the one thing I was, I guess, the most tickled about was the fact that now that the trees don't have leaves on them, when you're going down 364 and they have the DWI checkpoint, you can see it ahead of time. I was able to get off the highway. I had not been drinking at all. Not a
you
drink.
Just didn't want to
I don't
want to
sit there.
Whoa. I hear I'm guilty and I'm a drunk driver, because why else would you jump off the road and
she
avoid
didn't feel like
it?
Because it takes like half an hour to go 500 feet.
You didn't feel like going to jail. That's what you
No,
like.
Because I didn't even care if there was a police officer down at the bottom of the ramp or anything. They could have given me any kind of, but I didn't want to sit in that traffic.
I've only been through one of those one time ever where they stop, every third car or whatever. That's the only time I've seen it, but I only got stopped once. Did you have more?
They do it there all the time. I went to a baby shower, and I'm telling you, these gals should run a company called Showers or Us.
Whoever ran it?
Yeah, the food was incredible. The games were even really clever, and they had like this poem, and then they had a jar, and they had all these cute little things in it that went to the poem, and then they gave her a bag that said baby girl. There was B-A-B-Y-G-I, 8 bags, okay? And each one had a letter on it, and each bag was a separate thing that started with the letter, and it was just...
Oh.
Yeah, another one of the great injustices in life. How come daddy doesn't get a shower? It's his baby, too. No,
yeah.
Seriously. How come a guy doesn't get a bunch of really cool stuff Well, it's like, he what, he didn't have anything to do with this?
But not only that, but nowadays they're doing these couple showers, so he doesn't even get that day off anymore. He's got to get drugged there to sit through all that.
He gets to see all the stuff when he has to unload the car. Yeah,
that's wrong.
That
a couple
wrong.
Shower, that's wrong. That just seems wrong.
Not if you have,
I don't want
to. Kind of make it a party with hors d'oeuvres
and guys go in
one room.
No, guys don't.
Nope. No thanks. Anything else left over, Tina?
Well, no, nothing really exciting.
No, you've got, you're holding back, I can tell.
No. We sang at a Christmas party over the weekend.
Your band?
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Herman's Hermits, what's it called?
Hey, Herman's Hermits.
Henry's Humans.
Oh, yeah. That
and band, they gave us two tips.
Ooh.
They were going to give us one, and then they gave us another one.
Yeah.
It was that place where Dan goes for his back.
You know what? I found
today, I found a
story. It was a review in the Post-Dispatch, and I saw it, and it was a band, actually a band with a worse name than yours.
Here it is.
No, I brought it in. Here it is right here. Listen to this. Here's the name of the band. Fragile Porcelain Mice.
I think I heard that.
Here's the best part. Kevin Johnson of the Post-Dispatch did this review, and here's the part that really killed me. It says, long-running St. Louis rockers, Fragile Porcelain Mice, strike a milestone this weekend, celebrating their 20th anniversary. 20 years.
Wow.
Never heard of Fragile Porcelain Mice. But the one thing I took away from it was, your name is now the second worst name. Fragile Porcelain Mice, I think, is even worse than Herman's, what is it, Humans? Yeah, whatever.
We're thinking about changing it, but doesn't that create a lot of problems when you do that?
No.
I don't think you guys it have gotten fragile, far enough yet.
Fragile Porcelain Mice, they're making available online for the very first time their entire music catalog.
Yeah.
And I'm not making fun of them. They may be great. I don't know anything. I just noticed the name and I thought about your band. Anything else
from
anybody?
Like us?
No, we have our guest on.
Yeah.
Is our guest already on?
Yes.
Wow. Before I bring him on here, let me just tell you that when I call this guy this morning, anytime you call anybody and you're going to have them endorse a product, a service, or do a testimonial, you know, you're afraid that they're not going to be talkative, they're going to be withdrawn, you're going to pull everything out of them. This guy, I don't think he inhaled the whole time we talked. He's a delightful guy. I never met him, but please welcome, and I'm going to be so proud if I get this right, and he's going to tell me if I do. Please welcome Jamel Moyasser.
Yeah.
How'd I do, Jamel?
Hey, give him a round of applause.
Did I get
Thank
it?
Thank you.
Did I get it right?
You did great.
Jamel, ladies and gentlemen, is a recipient of the NeoGraft hair transplantation procedure, and I didn't even have to ask him if he's happy with it, because I could just tell from the minute he started talking he was thrilled. So, Jamel, first question. And I want to ask this because I'm trying to establish for people a profile of the kinds of people who are really excited about this NeoGraft. How old are you?
52 years old.
Okay. 30 to 60 is the age range. It can be done on men and women. So in its briefest form, would you just tell us your story? You were bald, partially bald. What's the deal?
Well, I male pattern baldness. I started losing the hair on the crown of my head, and then also the receding hairline kept receding more and more every year. You know, just because you're 50 some odd years old doesn't mean you have to look like it. You know, I try to stay in shape. I eat right. I do everything I'm supposed to do. But I kept looking at this head, and I looked at pictures of myself 10 years ago, looking at my face now, and I'm thinking, this is not the profile I want to sport for the next quarter century.
And this started at what age?
It just started in my late 40s.
Okay. And that's really typical. I don't know if you've ever seen me. I was completely bald at 23. It started at 19. So, I mean, I've been bald forever. I don't know any other way of life, and I'm not a candidate for NeoGraft. So just walk us through what happened. You had, I guess, a consultation first.
I was going to the Lifestyle Center for massage.
Okay.
And the doctor there, great guy.
Dr. Moore.
Dr. Moore,
right,
had the procedure done himself, and I talked to him about it. I was very interested in it. I was just kind of a little leery, like everybody, you know, like you should be.
Sure.
And I was just kind of watching him. He was basically he was a guinea pig as far as I was concerned. I'm talking to him, hey, did it hurt? You know, what'd you go through? It really looked good. I was really impressed with the results he got. And, you know, I was still a little squeamish. So I did my online research, and I talked to a lot of people, checked out the competitors, and I was just really sold on the Lifestyle Center.
Now, did you ever at any point consider a toupee or some other way to go?
Oh, no way. Never, ever. No.
Yeah, see, that's me. Out of 1,000 toupees, you might find one where it's not blatantly obvious, really obvious, that it's a toupee. To me, most of them don't do the job. Now, how long ago?
I would shave my head before I'd wear a toupee.
Well, I'm with you. How long ago did you have this done?
It's been 3 months now.
Okay, and you've had one session.
One.
Now, will you go?
One day.
Will you need a second session?
No.
So that's it. That's all you needed.
That's it. In and out. Was basically it was a short day. It was about a 6-7 hour day. Yeah. That was start to finish. I actually was dropped off to the time I was picked up and drove home.
Yeah, I've watched some of the procedure on video, and I try to tell people that it's pretty amazing. They do this one hair at a time. I'm going to ask you what anybody else would ask about this procedure, because I tell people, if you don't ask 100 questions, there's something wrong with you. You should ask questions. They want you to ask questions. And the first thing anybody wants to know is, well, you know, is it painful? Does it hurt? Were you in excruciating pain while they did this?
Absolutely not. For the first time in my life, you called me a numbskull, and I'd have had to agree with you.
Because they numb your skin.
They numbed it topically, and there was no pain throughout the whole procedure. None.
Are you married?
No.
I'm
happily divorced. Thank you.
Happily divorced. Dan wishes he could say the same. He's not happily. Well, he's happy to be divorced, but there's nothing else happy about it. So do you feel that you would you call yourself now a chick magnet? Would that be fair?
You know, I've worn my hair in a lot of different fashion, a lot of different styles my whole life. I heard that you have a fellow musician on board there too.
That's right.
And at one time, I used to sport hair down to my waist.
Waist.
So you know, I was. I used to put Fabio to shame. Okay, so he only wishes. But anyway, I love my hair, and I was a chick magnet when I had hair, and I really was not feeling really good about myself when I'm looking at myself in the mirror as of late, and I thought, you know, my hair made me happy, and I wanted my hair back. So it's my hair. I haven't lost anymore. I haven't gained anymore. We just kind of relocated it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's how I feel about that. If there's something about you, I don't care if it's your nose or your hair, if there's something about you that makes you feel less than 100% and you can fix it without looking hideous, go for it. If you can afford to do it.
By all means.
Yeah, do it. What the heck? So you're ready again to once again be the chick magnet that you used to be. And I'm going to give you an opportunity. I don't normally do this, but when I talked to you earlier today, I have to tell you something, Jamal. You're one of those guys that I talked to you about 15 seconds, and I felt like I'd known you forever. And I asked you what you did for a living. I'm going to give you a chance to plug your employer, and here's why. You're a salesman for, what, St. Clair Corporation?
St. Clair Corporation.
Your sales rep. This station would be wise to try to steal you away from there. I'm serious. I'll bet you're a great salesman for them. How long have you been with them?
I've only been with them for 4 months, but I've been referring business to them for over 20 years.
Well, think of the deals you're going to be able to close with the women of the house when you show up with that head of hair that you might not have closed prior to this.
Oh, yeah.
There are all kinds of benefits to this. Jamal, thank you so much for talking with us. I really appreciate it. Good luck with your new hair, and it was a pleasure.
Thank you, mine as well. Thank you for all you do, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Right, you too, Jamal. Jamal Moyasser, who's sporting a beautiful head of hair thanks to Neograft. Now, all I can do, folks, is just say to you, why wouldn't you look into this if you've been afraid or put off by or disgusted over the years by all the other barbaric procedures? And they were. Here we now have as we do with lots of other things in 2011, we've come so far, and the technology is so great in so many areas that everything from, you know, facelifts where women 99 out of 100 times looked like they'd had a facelift. And we have procedures now where they're not as dramatic, they're not as drastic, they're not as invasive. And here now we have this opportunity for people who are losing their hair and want to put an end to it, and even replace hair that's gone, to do it and do it with a procedure that's FDA approved and that people are raving about. Yeah, it's not free. Average cost, I doubt that Jamel spent anywhere near the $12,000 because he had it done in one procedure. But even in a couple of procedures, you're looking at $8,000 to $12,000. They also make that easy for you, too, because they have a 0% financing option for you that you need to talk to them about. The rest is pretty much up to you. You go to neilgraftstl.com and set up a meeting and ask all the questions you want to ask. And we'd appreciate it, of course, if you tell them your AM and the PM. Maybe they'll put an extra hair in. Maybe they'll give you one extra follicle as a bonus because you're AM and the PM. NeilGraftSTL.com. Don't go away. We've got a lot of other stuff to talk about here on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oakland Dean traffic, here's Frank Ladd. How's it look, Frank?
Well, Tina, it's wet. That would be the first word for you. You've got a crash reported northbound 270 at Manchester. That one's blocking the right lane, and it also involves a fuel spill, so they may be on the scene there for a while getting the fuel off the roadway. A couple other accidents out there as well. Delmar at Union, Creveport Mill at McKelvey. We're starting to see some heavy volume now southbound on 270 between Ledoux and Doherty Ferry in pocket. Stop and go there. Stop and go eastbound on Highway 70 between Grand and St. Louis Avenue. You're going to see some slow going as you make your way out of the City 40 westbound between Hampton and McCausland, then again between 270 and Mason. This update is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back. You will save money. Ask about their $50 cashback holiday offer. Hurry to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Concord Grill. The 12 Days of Christmas, brought to you by the Big 550 KTRS.
For some, maybe even you, the holidays are a very difficult time. The stress associated with the season can become overwhelming. Stress triggers addiction, and the temptation becomes hard to overcome. Maybe it's a friend or a loved one that's trapped by drug or alcohol addiction. Whatever the case, there's an answer. ARCA. Assistant Recovery Centers of America offers distinctively different patient treatment. ARCA treats their patients with special anti-craving medications that instantly and completely block the urge to drink or use drugs. There are no side effects and no withdrawal symptoms. Plus, ARCA's flexible outpatient counseling program will enable you or your loved one to maintain confidentiality without disrupting work or family life. Call ARCA right now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Or visit online at arcamidwest.com. Miracles happen every day. Discover yours at ARCA.
ARCA now offers the only same-day teen and adolescent detox program in the area. Call 314-645-6840 for more details.
What is it that has made Frederick Roofing the number one choice for more than 77,000 St. Louis roofing customers? Is it Frederick's passion for customer satisfaction? Is it Frederick's own expert, licensed, and insured crews? Is it Frederick's ability to always provide an immaculate cleanup when the job is complete? It's all of those things and more. Frederick Roofing, the smart call to make for your commercial and or residential roof.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Call Frederick, 645-2000. Is your roof full of ugly, algae black stains? Just one roof restore treatment from Frederick and you've got a clean, beautiful looking roof for a small investment. If it has anything to do with roofing, you need to call Frederick Roofing at 645-2000.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000. Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. Hey, everyone have a good Thanksgiving? I did too. I gave particular thanks to my garbage disposal and dishwasher. Thanks again, son. Ha ha ha, love you. Seriously. And more holidays are just around the corner, so quick turn at the next light. Meyer Honda has a little gift for you. Nothing. Actually, 0.9. Production is back up to 100% on all Hondas, and you can get 0.9% financing. Come into Meyer Honda and behold the all-new redesigned 2012 CR-V. The CR-V has been our best seller, and people have waited a while for this, so Merry Christmas. Come in and check it out. It's awesome. Do people still use that word, behold? All-new Meyer Hondas come with a 100,000-mile warranty. Check out the all-new CR-V, get 0.9% financing, all at your Gateway Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
At Mr. B's Pool Center, you can choose from pools, or you can choose from pools. And the holiday season is the best time to give the gift of, or, because you'll save a lot of, on both at Mr. B's Pool Center. If this kind of pool is on your mind, by the time the weather warms up, it'll be ready to go. And if this kind of pool is on your mind, at Mr. B's Pool Center, you'll find pool tables starting at $8.99 in every decor. And if you want to have fun in the water, check out the Dreammaker Spas, a revolutionary new design that makes owning a spa affordable. They're lightweight and don't require an expensive 220 line. Because they run on 110 volts and use kinetic energy to heat the water, they're the most energy efficient spas on the planet. All you have to do is plug, play, and relax. Mr. B's Pool Centers in South County on Concord Village Avenue near Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry, and in St. Peter's just off I-70 on Sioux Mandy Drive. For more, go to mrbpools.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan. Available at pet specialty retailers.
If you didn't know, AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
The latest 4G smartphones from the nation's top carriers are now conveniently located under one roof, and that roof belongs to Walmart, except during the holidays when they lease the roof to some reindeer. Get the Samsung Stratosphere for Verizon, the HTC Sensation for T-Mobile, and the Samsung Galaxy S2 for AT&T, starting at just $23.33. So for the latest 4G smartphones, come to Walmart, and while you're in the parking lot, check out their roof. It's really cool. Save money, live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
That's Karen Carpenter.
Yeah. We've no place to go.
Hey, you know, we haven't done our warning.
Well, we have. We did do it once. Where were you?
Just for the one song.
I must have been out taking a whiz. Yeah.
We need to do the Eartha Kitt warning as well as Brenda Lee.
Yeah.
Feel free to call us. We've got a few minutes to chat. If you'd like to talk, anything goes. You have a question, you have a comment, something about the show, something about life, something about the world. We're here for you. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Dan will take your name. First come, first serve. The movie, It's a Wonderful Life, I mentioned the other day that I've never seen the movie all the way through. I've seen the entire movie in chunks. I'll catch the last half, I'll catch the first quarter of it, I'll catch the middle, but I've never watched it from beginning to end. 65 years old, this movie, and I prefaced the rest of the story with this question, which I'm going to ultimately be asking, and the question is, who would go to this? Okay? That's the question. Bedford Falls, which is where George Bailey lives in the movie, is not a real town. They say that it was created from a town called Seneca Falls, New York. That's so similar to Bedford Falls that a lot of people think that it was modeled after Seneca Falls. So, and one other thing. When It's a Wonderful Life hit the theaters, it was a box office failure.
Yes.
It was a flop and a disaster. No, I think people had... So there is a Santa Claus.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Wasn't that already out?
I think so.
Well, they had already sort of taken the place as the feel-good movie. So here comes Wonderful Life. Bomb. Disaster. Now, of course, it's sort of the holiday movie. But check this out. Every December, they have this festival at Seneca Falls, New York. And here's what they have this month. You can go and meet in person, get ready, Carolyn Grimes.
Zuzu?
No. Oh. Yes, she was Zuzu.
Zuzu.
Okay. You can also meet in person Carol Combs Mueller. Who's that?
Yeah.
She was George's older sister, Janie, who would go to this?
They're fanatics that go to all that stuff.
They have a thing called Uncle Billy's Scavenger Hunt. They have Ma Bailey's Hot and Hearty Cook-Off and a Dance by the Light of the Moon contest. I just can't imagine who would go to this. There's a website, if you want the information, it's therealbedfordfalls.com is the website. Now, you know what this is like? Every year in somewhere in North Carolina, they have this Mayberry thing. Why would you go to that? First of all, Barney's dead. Goober dead? Goober's dead, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think he's dead. He's not going to be there. Gomer's not going to be there. And Andy is so old, he's not going to be there. What the heck are you going
to
see?
Well, look how long Mark Twain has been dead. And Hannibal, the town still runs mostly on tourism.
But I sort of get that. He's a real iconic American literature.
Kind of historic.
But it's the same people are just as fascinated by those movies as his books.
When you get there, what do you see?
Well, Floyd the Barber.
They set up.
Dan, you sound like you're having an orgasm.
By Floyd the Barber.
Oh, goodness, I don't need to hear that.
So there you go, folks. If you've got anything to do in December, go up to Seneca Falls, New York, and take part in the big Wonderful Life celebration. Mike is on the phone. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Oh, Frank, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I'm still kicking, but not as high.
Hey. That's a good one. Uh-huh.
And I'm AM and the PM.
That's all good.
Hallelujah. I went to the store today to get some furnace filters. Mm-hmm. I've been living in this house for 41 years, and the filters have already been 16 inches by 25 by 1.
Right.
Well, the ones I got today were 15.6 by 24.6 by 0.8.
Yeah, that's kind of confusing.
So, I'm getting less, and they raised the price.
Well, of course they did.
And I noticed a couple of weeks ago, toilet paper. I measured my toilet paper, and that's smaller.
How do you measure it?
I got out my ruler.
You unrolled the entire roll?
No, just the width.
Just one sheet.
Just the width.
Okay. Every few years, the paper's getting smaller, and my butt's getting bigger.
It started with candy bars.
Sugar, we're all paying more and getting less.
Well, here's the other thing they do. Did you ever get a bag of chips and it's 80% air?
Yeah.
It looks full until you break it open. There's three chips in it.
Yep.
And that's how they get you, buddy.
Okay, bend over.
No, yep. Knock it off, Lauren.
Oh, that's what they're doing.
All right, well, Mike, Merry Christmas. Thank you
Merry
for the call.
Merry Christmas to you, and God bless you people, and have a good new year.
Well, he already has. Thank you very much, Mike. Nope. Lynn wants to jump in. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, gang. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And I'm KCRS through and through because I listen from morning till night. Here's something I want to share with you, though. McGraw had one of the children on this morning. 20 minutes he chatted with this guy.
And, of course,
I don't take notes, so I don't remember his name.
All right, now back up. He had who on the show?
They had four children in the movie, and there's only three of those children who are still living. And the young boy that was one of those four children was on with McGraw this morning.
Tommy Bailey. I don't know his real name, but that was that was his name in the movie. Yeah.
And what did they talk about?
The movie.
He and two of the other young children still go around making appearances, like you were mentioning, in Seneca Falls.
And
they have a special day in Hollywood that has become It's a Wonderful Life Day exclusively in the city of Hollywood. There was some kind of a celebration on the 65th anniversary. And he's also got a coloring book out for children, for 4 to 7-year-olds.
They don't even know who he is. No kid knows who Tommy Bailey is.
If they watch the movie with their family every Christmas.
His name was...
I guess you're right. He's like the Wizard of Oz.
His real name's Jim Hawkins, and he was also on the Donna Reed Show.
All right.
And a whole bunch of... He mentioned all of his other credits during that conversation. Yeah. He was in Petticoat Junction, and he was in a couple of the Elvis motion pictures as his sidekick best friend.
A lot of those actors, especially the children ones from, like, the TV shows in the 50s, they make their livings off those circuits. So,
unbelievable.
Conventions.
The Gilligan's Island chicks are still going around signing things.
Don Wells. And,
really? Yeah. And Tina Louise?
And I've never watched one episode of that thing. But
really?
Hey, good for them. You know what? In our dreams, when we finish this, 10 years from now, anybody would care to meet us or have something signed anywhere.
Well, we'd have to wait longer.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah,
we're
going to
do the Playhouse tour.
We don't have anybody who wants us now to sign anything. Len, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Hey, they did interview a bunch of the people that were in the movie that are still around. And they, when Jimmy Stewart died, and they said that Jimmy Stewart would stay in contact with them. He would call them a couple times a year and just see how they're
doing.
I wonder
what that sounded like. I wonder if...
Well, how could you find out? I mean,
if I got a call, I wonder what that... Where's that harp? Do we still have that harp thing?
Oh.
I mean, like you do the time travel deal? Newsboy used to use that.
Yeah.
I'll pick up the phone, not expecting, and I'm a cast member, I'm Tommy Bailey, and the phone rings. Ding, 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 ding. Hello?
Tommy?
Yeah,
Tommy?
Hey, Dan Strauss?
Yeah!
Trying to do Jimmy Stewart? Yeah. What's up, Mr. Stewart?
I just want to call and say Merry Christmas! Wow. You beautiful building alone!
Yeah, you know, sometimes inside you're thinking to yourself, don't do this, and
you
do it anyway,
yeah, and then
that's what
happens.
So
and all hell breaks loose.
Should listen to my inner voice there. A lot of people, before the holidays, they buy new clothes, they get some stuff for the house, because people are coming over, and it's not unusual for people to, you know, want to look good. It's also not unusual for people to say, well, I'm going to put that off till after the holidays. Well, whether you do this now or you do it later, you need to do it. And I'm talking about your teeth. Now, I have some incentive, and I think a great couple of pieces of motivation for you to get into Ballast Dental Care. Here they are. First of all, oral sedation consultation. You're going to want to talk to the folks at Ballast Dental Care about oral sedation, what it is, how it works. And by the way, it's very safe. A lot of people think they need it, but they only think that because they've never been to Ballast Dental Care. Yeah, at some other dentist's office, you may very well need to be half knocked out to go through what you're going to go through. But in a lot of cases, you end up not needing it. But if you do, they'll talk to you about it, and there's no charge for that. They also are going to offer, through the holiday season, a complete set of digital images of your mouth, your teeth, so they have a real clear picture of what it is you need to have done to get you back on track. And the other thing is a bleaching tray, set of bleaching trays to whiten your teeth. This is a tried and true, proven whitening technique. They've done it for years and years and years. It costs $300 to get a set of these bleaching trays so that you can, you know, self-whiten. They're going to let you have that for $100. So for $100, whether you're a new patient or an existing patient, you get all that, the digital images, the consultation, and the bleaching tray, a little Christmas present from Ballast Dental Care. And again, if you're already a patient, the offer applies to you too, not just to people who've never been there before. 39 years and counting as a patient at Ballast Dental Care, I cannot say enough about what a wonderful place this is and how many people I've heard from who have gone years and years and years. The record holder, at least in terms of people I've heard from, is the guy 3 weeks ago who emailed me and went in and hadn't been for 30 years to the dentist. And this guy is ecstatic. And he said in his email, I'm going to be able to smile at people without covering my mouth this holiday season for the first time in a long, long time. He wishes he had done it sooner. He wishes that he had gone into Ballast Dental Care sooner. When you go is up to you. The website is ballastdentalcare.com. They're easy to find. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Ballast Dental Care.
With an update on traffic, here is Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. The rain is really slowing things down. 270 eastbound, you're heavy on the brakes. Stop and go between Lindbergh and Newhall's Ferry in Pocket. 270 southbound, you start to slow just south of Dorset down to Page and then all the way down to Big Bend. Again, stop and go there as well. 55 southbound between 141 and Imperial, you're stop and go. There's a disabled vehicle in that middle stretch there at Richardson Road, blocking the left lane. 170 southbound, you're on the brakes between Olive and Brentwood. 40 westbound, your normal slow go as you make your way out of the city between Kings Highway and McCausland. Then against Beatty out to Mason and in pockets out to the Boone Bridge. 70 eastbound, stop and go between Grand and 10th Street. This update is brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. At St. Louis Bread Company, baking is a time-honored tradition. That's why every night in every bakery cafe, skilled bakers bake fresh bread from fresh dough. Come in today for a freshly baked favorite or a holiday special, like seasonal breads and cookies. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Bally, I think it's time for a sit-down.
A sit-down? That don't sound too good, boss.
It's okay, Bally. You can pick the place. Pick a nice place.
Well, gee, boss, I'd have to go with Mama Campisi's on the Hill.
Ah, Mama's on the Hill, the home of toasted ravioli and the best chicken spadini in town.
Yeah, boss, Mama's is the premier family restaurant on the Hill. My cousin Gino had his wedding reception there, and they catered the funeral, the going-away party for little Tony.
Oh, yeah, little Tony. He loved Mama's homemade dressing on the salad and their linguine with clams. Little Tony always had great taste.
That's right, boss. We could do lunch or dinner. They're open 7 days a week, and it's easy to find on the Hill at Edwards and Bischoff.
Okay, Paulie. Give them a call and make a reservation for tonight.
Sure thing, boss. By the way, when's the last time you ate at Mama's?
Oh, just last month with little Tony.
Mama's on the Hill. Reserve your next sit-down by calling 314-776-3100 or go to mamasonthehill.com.
Wouldn't it be great to play on somebody else's money? Well, Happy New Year! At Casino Queen, 12 people every hour from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. will win up to $24,000 in royal free play on New Year's Eve. Bring in the new year and get in on the action at Casino Queen.